going to be using it for new sets at Thursday, April 3rd, 1991. Cuba rejects new U.S. bioweapons charge. International court rules the USA in violation of human rights with Mexican nationals on death row. And Iraq insurgency attacks continue near Fallujah following grisly killing and mutilation of four American contractors in that town. Cuba has rejected a renewed accusation by a senior U.S. official that it is developing biological weapons and has challenged the United States to produce evidence to substantiate its allegations. Cuban Foreign Minister Felipe Pérez Roque denied Wednesday the latest charge by John Bolton, Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security, made before the U.S. House of Representatives International Relations Committee. Bolton made a similar accusation in 2002 on the eve of a visit to the island by former U.S. President Jimmy Carter. Carter refuted the allegations, saying he had repeatedly asked White House, State Department, and intelligence officials if there was evidence that Cuba was transferring dangerous biological or supporting possible terrorist activity. The answer had been a categorical no. On that occasion, the U.S. Secretary of State, Colin Powell, was forced to dilute Bolton's accusations, claiming that Cuba had only the capacity and capability to conduct biological offensive research. Experts pointed out that this technically placed Cuba in the same category as most universities and pharmaceutical companies. Cuban President Fidel Castro has flatly denied the current allegations and challenged the United States to present proof. The Cuban Foreign Minister condemned Bolton's statement as politically motivated, saying that the U.S. public knew that Cuba could not, quote, produce violent weapons or conduct research on biological arms, unquote. The United States is one of the world's largest producers of biological weapons. During the Vietnam War, the U.S. dumped more than 12 million gallons of Agent Orange contaminant on Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. Tens of thousands of U.S. soldiers were exposed, and civilian casualties have been estimated as high as 500,000. In 1971, the first documented cases of swine fever in the Western Hemisphere appeared in Cuba. In 1991, a former CIA agent admitted to delivering the virus to Cuban exiles in Panama, who then carried it into Cuba. The International Court of Justice ruled yesterday that the United States is in violation of the human rights of 51 Mexican nationals sentenced to death in 8 U.S. states. The court ruled that due process had not been granted to the accused by denying them access to Mexican diplomatic assistance.